His mother was from Holly Springs, Mississippi. Emma.
What was his religion, your husband's?
Well, he belonged to the Methodist Church.
Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
And how much schooling did he
Well, Mr. didn't have very much schooling. He was a smart fellow, but he never went to school too much.
Yeah.
He was put out, and his father died when he was young, and he had to go to work. He was a pharmacist.
I see.
In Tuscumbia, Alabama.
And how old was he when he died?
He was 84 when he died. He'd been 90 years old. He'd been dead 6 years.
And was he active in Ayurveda?
Oh, yes. He was in the drug business here. I can't recall the years, but I know it. I think the last year he was in business was 1936.
Now, the thing that we're trying to do, as I say, is get an oral rather than a written history, and particularly of the way we say very ordinary things in just casual conversation. Don't worry about what they say on television or whether it's right or wrong. It's just the way people actually speak. I think a good place to start is would be with some common terms relating to the weather. Is this unusual to have this much warmth?
This is unusual this year.
December,
yes, it is for this time of year.
It must have been nearly 80.
It was.
Saturday.
It really was.
Sunday.
Yes, if this weather we've had now is unusual.
I'm delighted.
long before this, our leaves are all off of the trees. And they are not now, you see.
Mm-hmm. What would be a usual temperature range? This one, all weather.
Oh, I'd say 60.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get, and now we have an unusual winter is 2-3 years ago, I think we had below zero. But we don't have that often. The weather has changed from what it was when I was a child.
Warmer or colder?
Yeah.
Which one? Warmer?
Oh, it was much colder.
Oh, was it?
Yes, we had a park in front of my house, the spring park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was frozen most of the winter.
Okay.
And now we skated on it every morning. Now you don't have it. And I rarely ever see any ice on that part, the park.
That's the question. As a matter of fact, when the pond would freeze over, what would you call that? Would you have a special name back in those days for what formed over the water? Just ice? Or
ice.
Yep. Do you call it mush ice?
No, just ice.
That doesn't sound familiar.
I always late to school because I had to skate.
I see. Okay. The heavy rain that we had, and I imagine we're going to get it here, it really came down so hard I could hardly see several hundred feet ahead. What do you usually call a very heavy rain
A downpour.
A downpour?
Yes.
Do you have any other names for it?
Not that I recall. Most of it, you just mentioned, just a heavy downpour.
Now, this really was.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had several of them lately.
And you might look up at the sky and you say, I don't like the looks of those black. Some of these questions are extremely simple, and so simple they're misleading.
Yeah.
Some questions we're interested in hearing the pronunciation that you would say in conversation. Other questions, like that mush ice, I'm curious about the term itself. So in a question like this, you might say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it if you'd use both terms like that, black clouds, so
that I can catch what. Well, when we see this cloud today that we had, we usually think of it as being a hail cloud.
A hail cloud.
It's yellow.